Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Wow, what a delight that was. I've just seen Vengeance, and yeah, what an absolute delight. So, the story. BJ Novak is Ben Manilowitz, a New York podcaster who is in continual search. Whether it be the next story to cover or the next casual hookup to keep his bed warm, his life is like one long carousel of disconnection. That is, until he receives an unexpected grieving phone call. On the other end of the line is Boyd Holbrook as Ty Shaw. His sister Abilene is dead, and the family want him to fly out to Texas for the funeral. However, the thing is, Ben hardly knew Abilene. Maybe he knew her for an evening, but he's not the significant other that Ty's family all think he is. In the end, browbeaten by Ty's grief, Ben goes, but let's be clear, it's not for Abilene, but for himself, in a kind of an attempt to assuage his shame at knowing so little about a girl who clearly worshipped unknowingly at his altar. However, then once he gets out there, Ty reveals his real motive for getting Ben to come to Texas. They're going to solve Abilene's murder. However, there's no proof that there was an actual murder. But in Texas, a state where nobody ever calls 911, a hunch always means so much more than just proof. Beguiled by this kind of blind faith in vengeance without guilt, Ben starts to record their quest for his New York podcast. But will his story reveal more than just the culprit in his descent into America's modern-day Rust Belt? So, in short, 100%. In the perpetual shadows of nodding donkeys draining the oil fields, BJ Novak paints an ashen portrait of Americans addicted to a sugar-coated lifestyle whilst being disconnected from reality. Acting as Ben's unreliable guide, Boyd Holbrook's Ty Shaw is the perfect piece of casting, pivoting seamlessly from country hick to eloquent observer who has clearly gleaned more insight than a cornflakes box would normally offer. He's in great company. BJ Novak is an affecting fish out of water as Ben, and a scene-stealing Ashton Kutcher hands in a career-best performance as incisive record producer Quentin Sellers, who lights a powder keg of doubt underneath Ben's preconceptions of what Hicksville life is really like. With everything coming together at the end, when Ben finally confronts his real reasons for being there, Vengeance is one of those movies that beautifully sells an obvious denouement when you least expect it. So rather than being a let's make fun of the country folks kind of black comedy, Vengeance has real layers of depth to offer, much like Taylor Sheridan's Hell or High Water. So, cut yourself adrift for 107 minutes and take a trip down Texas Way.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops, and we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe, and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best.